Welcome to the Art of Slowing Down to Quantum Leap podcast that I created especially for conscious introvert entrepreneurs. And if you desire to grow and quantum scale without the hustle and are ready to discover the missing pieces to effortlessly running a soul-aligned business, then this is for you. And I'm your host, Annalena Fuchs, a human design and energetic alignment coach. And my mission with this podcast is to provide you with a shortcut to your most aligned path to success and financial freedom using a powerful combination of human design, science, and spirituality. And I myself have shifted from working 9 to 5 to now enjoying the freedom of creating things on my own terms. And I want to help you do the same. Welcome everyone to another episode of the Art of Slowing Down podcast. I am extremely delighted today because I have Destiny Swinney here with me. And I'm going to quickly introduce you and then we're going to take it away, okay? Sure. Awesome. So Destiny is also a human design and a Jinkies guide, just like myself. And she also calls herself a soul compass calibrator and multi-chart maven. And she's using human design, gene keys, and psychic gifts to help realign people to their true soul's true north and offering a safe space to see themselves clearly and find deeper understanding of themselves, their purpose, and their lives. So we're doing very similar work. I love it. And I'm just so happy you're here.
Yeah. Finding out that you're a Sphinx is like, very similar.
Yes.
Compass redirection.
Yeah, we both discovered that we have a same incarnation cross, the right angle cross of the Sphinx. So yeah, we always help people shift into the right direction, which is the direction of your true purpose. So I love when I learned this. And I want to give the people just a little background. So I found you when I was researching the whole true sidereal cosmic human design. I was investigating because I got so a little bit frustrated. Also, then the website was down. And I think I saw you in one of the YouTube videos I found with Richard Mason somewhere years ago, actually. And you are also very active or very supportive, I want to say, in the Cosmic Human Design Facebook group. So you were very kind to share some information there. And then I think I posted something and you commented on an Instagram post. Then we connected more and you were like, hey, and was like, well, let's come on the podcast. And so here you are.
Here I am.
Awesome. So I'm actually very new in this world. I was in tropical human design for over 4 years. It has been an awesome journey. I have been loving it. It has changed my life. Also the gene keys and everything. And I had heard the term sidereal before, but it never talked to me. You know, I have learned to trust my body and there was just no resonance. And for some reason, sometime last year, one of our mastermind sisters, she brought up the regular sidereal first from the Vedic astrology. And I actually pulled my sidereal chart in genetic matrix. And in there, I think I turned from a 2-4 manager into a 6-2 manager with now emotional authority. And something resonated, but other things didn't. For example, emotional authority was like, not really. And so I kind of left it. And then somehow as I had this inner urge to research and investigate and look online and all the things, I found some more YouTube videos and the whole true sidereal, I started to learn about it. There's also a girl that has an astrology channel. I think her name is Tan. She also started to talk about the 3 different versions of her charts. And I thought she did it in a really cool, authentic way. And then I learned about the mastering the zodiac. And that astrology from the true sidereal has really resonated with me like nothing else before. I was like, oh my God, this is it. Because now I'm a Capricorn instead of Aquarius and I'm a Taurus moon, no longer Gemini, but everything just clicked. It was like whatever felt off in tropical astrology for me was like, now it's good. Especially I was all air signs and now I'm all earth signs. And I always have people tell me, you're so grounding, you're so calming. And it just felt more true to me, you know? And as you have seen, I have started to talk about it because I like to share what I have been finding out, and I like to uncover truth, Scorpio rising. So, yeah. And you have been doing this for many years already. So I would love to hear your journey with it. Also, your whole take on, because there's always this conversation, okay, tropical astrology is the right one, and people get really upset. And I had also some people comment on some of my posts, very few, I have to say. But things like, well, you're misinformed. I posted this on my Instagram. Please check this. And I'm like, well, I don't care. It's not like I'm telling you what's right or wrong. I'm telling you what resonates with me. And if that helps you on your own journey, I'm very happy. But I'm not here to box you into anything because that has never been my intention with human design. So I think we're very similar with that. So I want to hear it all. Where did it start? How did you get into this whole truth ideal and doing all these different charts? And what's your take on all of that?
Spill the tea. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the beginning of my journey was actually similar to yours. Let's see. Richard Mason came out with True Sidereal. I believe it was September of 2020, if I remember the dates correctly. Not September, December of 2020, right before like the new year. And it's interesting because I would say around like August or September, I actually found just normal like Vedic, it was not so not sidereal, Vedic astrology.
Yeah.
I came across it on Instagram, and it's funny because I had been following some astrology accounts, and they had like those posts that they do where it's like Aries, this is what you're going to experience for this month, and Taurus, this is what you're going to experience for this month. Well, I had seen a bunch of those posts, and there was one particular page that I was following, and I kept seeing them, and I was like, this is spot on, this is spot on, this is spot on. And it never dawned on me until one moment I finally realized, like, oh, this is not just general, this is for Aries. And I was like, huh. And so I was like, okay, well, that's weird. So then I would scroll over to Taurus because I'm a Taurus and tropical, and I would read it, and I would be like, oh, like, okay, that resonates, but like the Aries one resonates a bit more. And like, that's what I had been like, yes,
Yeah.
all the time. So I honestly don't know. I think maybe I don't remember exactly how I found Vedic. Maybe I'd already heard of it, but anyway, I searched Vedic. I pulled my chart up and found out that in Vedic, I was an Aries sun instead of a Taurus sun. So I was like, wait, what? And so I went down the rabbit hole of kind of doing the same thing of like, Google searching all my placements and looking it up. It was
Yeah.
like, fuck, this like really actually makes sense. And then so I had been in human design for that point, at that point for 2.5, 3 years, I think. And so I went into some groups and I was questioning. I was like, okay, well, wait, what astrology is behind the human design chart? Like it's, and I have answered, it's tropical. And I was like, well, what happens when we change that? Like, what happens if we put
Yeah.
Vedic astrology behind it? What kind of human design chart would you get? Like, if I'm pulling a Vedic astrology chart and I'm finding resonance with it, then I'm really curious now to know what my human design chart that way would be. And so, of course, like I asked this and I'm trying to talk about this and nobody's really giving me answers. And so I was like, okay, whatever. I just kind of left it alone. I didn't have the astrology knowledge, the math knowledge, whatever it was, to try to get those answers on my own. So I just left it alone. And then comes one day where I see a post in a group that Richard Mason made of like, I've created this thing using True Sidereal human True Sidereal astrology. It's the correct placements, blah, blah, all this stuff. And I was like, what? Oh my God. Like, I need this. So I immediately message him and I was like, I need my chart. This is what happened a couple of months ago. And come to find out, like, that's kind of around the same time when he was like playing with a lot of this stuff too. So it's quite coincidental. But anyway, I had him pull my chart and he sent it to me, and he was like, do you want to guess like what you are in this other chart? And I was like, I don't know, a projector. And he sends it to me, and I was a splenic manifester. And the first time I saw that chart, I had this like flash of me as a young child. And it was like the only way I can describe it was seeing that chart looked like I was looking at a picture of me. Like just the
Wow.
body graph and how it looked and how it laid out, how it was laid out, there was just this like this internal immediate resonance that happened in a way that I had never experienced with my tropical chart. Now, to be fair, I'm a reflector in my tropical chart, so there's like almost nothing going on, and it's confusing for pretty much anybody who sees that.
You're a
But there
reflector,
was,
right? And
huh?
you're a reflector in the tropical.
Yeah, a 3-5 reflector. Yeah, so I had this like immediate resonance and had that, happen. And so I went and I immediately started kind of diving into that chart, and my life's work changed from the gate 2 to the 21. And so I read it and I bawled my eyes out for like 30 minutes because I was like, holy shit, this is
Wow.
like, this explains so much of my life. And so like from there I was obsessed, and like 2 days later I was having a reading with a client, and I immediately messaged her and I was like, I can't give you a reading in tropical. Like, I found this thing. Like, I've got to do this. It's mind-blowing. Like, just trust me. And I started from there. And to be fair, for the first probably, I want to say like 3 to 4 months, I was kind of like, F tropical, this isn't real. Because for so long, like, there were things that, as I was searching through my own chart that, did resonate with me. Being a reflector, resonated to my experience for sure. And certain aspects of my chart did, but I always felt like this isn't the full picture. Like, I felt like there was something missing within it that just didn't give me the whole story. It didn't give me the whole picture. And so when I found the true sidereal chart, like, a lot of that kind of filled in some of those gaps for sure, in a way that the tropical chart just never did. So I initially was like, fuck tropical, this is not real. Like, we were being played. Like, I was kind of going along with that same like conspiracy theory type vibe behind it. But then the more I studied it, interestingly enough, the more my tropical chart started to make sense alongside the true sidereal chart. So I was like, wait a second. Okay. So it was like ego death and then another ego death. And then I was like, wait, now I've got these two identities that I'm simultaneously holding and accepting and juggling and working with. And it really started to like stretch and expand my sense of self and who I was and how I functioned. And so from that point on, I then went back and started working with the two of them together. And that is primarily what I have been working with for the last three and a half-ish years, both personally and professionally, was using both tropical and true sidereal and really kind of going on this journey of what the relationship was between the two of them and how we experience both of them and how we work with them and which one plays out in which way, and that whole third line process of it all.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Yeah, I have also thought about it. I didn't go into the, oh, now tropical is wrong at all, but I felt that there is a time for a certain chart, you know? Like there was a reason I was not interested in my body, but the one thing, I mean, we all learn from human design is trust your body over your head, right? So somehow there was no tropical ever that resonated with me. And then I felt that the cosmic or true sidereal human design chart is that next evolution for me, I'm ready to step into without making the other thing wrong, right? It's kind of the foundation. It's like almost if you have dice, you look at it from different perspectives. And depending where it looks distorted, right? So I feel that yes, the true sidereal is probably the closest we can get to what really feels super true to me. And I also feel like eventually I don't need any charts because I was getting there with my tropical chart. I write my weekly newsletter and I always like, well, I feel like, you know, there's nothing else and I can just live my life and be happy because we sometimes need something to validate ourselves, right? And we can also become codependent on things or say like, oh, I can't do this because I have a one line or a two line or whatever, you know? And yeah, then it was just very interesting because especially from the context with the gene keys, in the end of the gene keys, Richard Rudd mentions that the biggest joke of all is that all 64 gene keys apply to all of us. And I always found that so nice. Like, yes. And obviously the regular gene keys are based on tropical, but there's always this message, like use it almost like a card deck. Just open up the book and see which gene key, just like we have the transits. I mean, and my teacher at the time, Karen Parker from Human Design, she always says, you have all of the chart. But obviously what's defined, that's, I think that's how we then get to access. These are our access points to live out all these other energies, right? And I was just ready now to fully dive into my true sidereal chart. I think if I had this chart before, I would have felt disempowered. And what's very funny, I don't know if you had the same experience, but I used to attract the majority of clients and people in my life 5 ones. And also with those incarnation cross a lot with the 51, 57 energies, also 39, a
What
lot
your
of,
true sidereal incarnation
yeah, exactly.
is.
So I was like, when I got my true sidereal chart, because I had done so many client sessions where people felt, well, like I don't want to understand it, or oftentimes people also feel that they have a disadvantage because of certain energies, right? Because we have certain gates and a chart, we're like, ah, it's not so great or whatever. And when I saw my chart, I was like, well, it's great because I have coached myself on this for like years. And I had many other people that had the same experience that now became the profile and type that they had mostly attracted in their lives. So it was very, very almost like funny in some way.
No, that same thing happened to me as well, and I see it happening for other clients too, and even family members and stuff like that. And it's very interesting, and I wonder if you felt this. I know at the very beginning when this all started, a lot of us who were in the initial kind of experiment of it right after it came out, there's a lot of us that were talking about this phenomenon that we were all experiencing, where I experienced feeling the centers of my true sidereal chart coming online physically in my body. Like I could feel, because I go from, a reflector, nothing, to splenic manifestor with root, spleen, and throat. I could physically feel my root and that spleen energy buzzing and like come online in my body when I found that chart. And the more I focused on it and really like engaged, consciously engaged with and kind of stepped into that energy. And there were so many other people that also experienced that and were talking about that, of like, what the hell? Like now I'm feeling this sacral energy, or I'm feeling this, or feeling that. So that was a huge part of it. And yeah, it was really interesting, because I've experienced that same thing of where I've gotten to now is I really see and experience the tropical as like our outermost layer. Like I kind of liken it to like our spacesuit. Like if you were gonna go into space, like you need that spacesuit. That spacesuit becomes a very integral, very important part of you. And you need to have it on in order to be in that environment. And but you've got the spacesuit, and then you've got the person wearing the spacesuit. And so I've kind of felt like the true sidereal version chart was really kind of more of like that person inside the spacesuit. And that the tropical was like the outermost layer that touched this, 3D world, 3D matrix, kind of how we most directly engage with and experience the world. But that the true sidereal is a bit more of like our inner self, maybe more of our soul self. And I can share it with you if you'd like, but I actually had an Akashic record reading done a few years ago by a friend, and in it I specifically ask about working with multiple charts, because it's like I've gone
Oh,
down this road
cool.
for a really long time, and it was very confusing to me. And I'm a fifth line in both of my charts, and so when this all hit the fan, when True Sidereal like came online in the Human Design community, I was a part of the group of heretics that were burned at the stake for it. And so I like retreated back and
Oh,
was
gosh.
terrified of talking about it outside of the safe zones, and really struggled with, trying to find the larger why and trying to come up with that like logical answer that I could give to people that could combat the shit that they were just throwing at any of us who were looking at this and who were considering it, or who were saying like, hey, like this is my truth, like I've tested this out, I've proven it, I know that it works. But one of the what the Akashic records basically ended up saying was like, looking at one chart is like looking at one single facet within a crystal and then saying that that is the whole crystal.
Yeah,
It's not
I
that
love it.
simple. You can't do that. And they really highlighted our multidimensionality and the fact that we can and we do, weave and soar through these different energies that are ourself, that are just different layers and aspects of our being. And over the years of my rabbit hole studies, I've pulled other charts. I've pulled design date charts. I've pulled other sidereal version charts, and I have found other versions of charts too that have even been more spot on for me in certain ways than the true sidereal chart has been. And that got my head spinning. And where I've gotten to at this point is really accepting kind of what they said of that we are multidimensional. We are so much more than just one chart. But kind of like you said, what I've experienced too is different charts kind of come into play at different times. I experience and kind of like temporarily embody or am expressing a certain chart at a certain time for a certain reason.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's exactly how I feel, you know. And I think it's so fun because it's kind of boring if you always have just the same suit on and you never change it. I mean, tomorrow when I wear a dress and I don't want to change it again and I want to wear a bathing suit, you know. Yeah, I love that. Thank you so much for sharing. Also, especially with the Akashic Records, because obviously this has come into our life, right? I wasn't looking for human design, I wasn't looking for true sidereal. Somehow life wants me to live with this and to integrate it in my life and to share it in the world, and because it does help people so much, you know. And for me, the biggest thing that I realized when I saw my true sidereal chart, it was a little bit of this realization, like, oh, maybe I was putting myself a little bit in the box here, because with a 2-4 profile, you know, I always let it be way too easy because I could fall into that. And now what it has really helped me with the true sidereal version, because now I'm a generator instead of a Manigen, because the Manigen energy is very fluttery all over the place and doing all the things, and we can obviously fall into extremes with that, you know, and be everywhere and nowhere. And it's funny because the word consistency has come up so much for me, even before True Sidereal chart came in. I even talked in my podcast about it. And now here my chart, it's all about consistency and more focus. And I think it's just life showing me, like, hey, Annalena, even though you're manifesting generator, you can be multi-passionate, obviously. But I'm asking you right now to focus a little bit more and put in a little bit more of the persistence work from the Capricorn energy. And now my Mercury is gate 58, is also so on point, no? The about mastery and perfecting things and doing it over and over again. So yeah, and like you say, I may in next year, I don't know, I don't have a, you know, human design forecast system but maybe there's another chart that I'm going to pull and I'm going to be like, okay, because now I'm deciding the way I calculate true sidereal is 2 degree different, and I'm going to go with that chart. And I also think every human design chart, I think that's something that people also have to understand. There is no conditioned human design chart, or there's no bad chart, because every human design chart is beautiful. Because every human design chart is going to tell you, slow down, get out of your head, get into your body, trust yourself. I mean, that's the big message. But then obviously some of these archetypal energies from the gates, they are pointers in a certain direction, or they show us at a certain time what is here for us to focus on. So it definitely helped me a little bit, like, wow, I thought I'm so open-minded to everything and I'm not attaching to anything. It was, but for me, it's like, okay, I actually have to be careful myself not to over-identify with it.
Yeah, and I think that, one of the biggest things that I have found of value through this, because I was the same way of like, I've talked about this before on another friend's podcast of like, I struggled so in my tropical chart, my core wound is 61, so the gate of psychosis. So for all these years, I've been like, am I freaking crazy? Like, am I just making this up, because the shame and the backlash from the community, really, like when you struggle with that, like core wound of psychosis, like it can make you think. And like I said, I'm a fifth line in both charts. And so I'm like, I have a super high level of integrity that I'm like, I really want to make sure that I'm not leading people astray. But throughout my journey, every single time I gave one of these readings to people and utilized these multiple charts, multiple chart systems, like every single one was successful and every single one proved that there was a value and there was a reason. And it's the same of like, I didn't go searching for this. And I think that's such an important aspect of this, of those of us who do end up being kind of these revolutionary leaders in certain areas and these heretics, we really like have to kind of like battle with this, right? And battle with what gets thrown at us and what gets projected at us and us dealing with that. And for me, going into and stepping into that 21 life's work, like it took me years to really feel comfortable and confident to come out in the public again to talk about it, because I really felt like I had to get to the point where I felt like I was an authority on the subject. I'm like, okay, I've trial and errored this enough times. Know that it's right, and I've seen the impact that it has created in my life and my family's life and in clients' lives. And I don't have all the answers. I don't have the logical, strategic, boxed in, here is what it is and why it works, like a lot of the people who try to come against this like to try to do. They like to say, well, Ra said this, and well, Ra said that, and well, here's the reason why that this is the reason why that we do it like this. And I'm like, okay, cool. But where is your ability to think for yourself? Where is your
Exactly.
ability to know what's true for you? Where is your willingness to be open-minded? And for me, like I even th even through this, and then when more charts got added onto it, it's like it compounded that, like, are you sure you're not crazy? And I had to get to the point where I was like, no, like life is bringing these things to me. I have never searched these things out.
The same for me, I love this.
I never searched it out. And so it's kind of like, yeah, like having to really own and be okay with and be proud of the badge of the heretic
I love it.
and
And
the
it's
badge of
so
the martyr and going first and being the ones to be like, I know this doesn't make sense and I'm okay with not knowing all of the answers, but I trust myself and I trust life and I'm gonna hold the space to allow you to break out of your box if and when you ever desire to break out of your box and learn to think for yourself.
So I love this because I just wrote my newsletter and it's about the topic of opinions. Actually, I think we are in gate 17 right now in tropical. And this is actually what's happening with human design, and maybe actually human design is just here to help us realize to have our own truth or to have our own opinions, because what's actually happening a lot in what you just described is this, like, this is the one way and this is what like Ra said and everything else must be wrong. And people, I think they lose their sense of self a little bit because we have, I think, many of us over-identified with it to the extent that there's this, I think, codependency with that. And all that matters for me is that if this helps you trust yourself, if this helps you live your most amazing life, amazing. If it doesn't, just leave it. And the way it has been presenting to us is like, oh, there's all these different versions now, and we have found that one is actually even much more resonating than the tropical. We're not saying that has to be the same for you. And I think that's so hard to understand for people, because is this there is no one truth. And we also have to understand Ra, he came up with this in 1987. I mean, we almost have 40 years later, and things change, things evolve, things grow. And it was also for me when, because I'm very, as you saw, right? I just talk about these things and I didn't think anything about it. It was the same with human design when I first discovered it. It's like, this is so cool. Like, I have to share with people, you know? And then, I mean, I met you, I found you, and eventually we started to talk. But there was a bunch of other people too. They were already, like I said, you were doing this already for 2, 3 years. And I almost felt from what you're sharing, you guys had to keep it like a secret, not to get backlash. And I feel like it's my mission now to get you guys out of hiding, because I think a lot of people are ready for this. And we need to own that this is what works for us. This is what resonates with a lot of people. But again, we're not imposing it onto anybody. This is just a different perspective of how you can use human design. And maybe it's just to help us to realize or to learn that we shouldn't over-identify anything on the external, you know?
Well, I think that what's really beautiful about it is it really starts to bleed into other universal truths and concepts and what's really needed right now at a collective level, which is deep questioning of authority, deep questioning of what we have been told. Because when you like, the really sad part about it is our, I like to call them the traditionalists or the fundamentalists, the people who have attacked those of us who have played with this and are talking about it and sharing it, those, that group, what I have seen that's so sad to me is that it's not about, usually it's not about the fact that they went and they studied and they verified everything. And they were open-minded, and they just happened to then come to the conclusion that they felt that tropical was the one and only truth. It's not that. It's, well, Ra said so. Well, he was the creator of this. Well, tropical astrology is this, because, right, you even have this battle in just the normal astrology world. Like outside of human design, there's a battle there. And to me, it's so insanely sad that that happens, because it's like people are not thinking for themselves. They are not questioning. They're not willing to stand up to somebody who they look to in a position of authority. And like, hello, this is my 21.5 life's work coming out of like, take back control, take back authority over your own mind, over your, like, you know, everything. Because, and that's why I think that there is such value in people like us who are talking about it and who are like, hey, like if this doesn't resonate with you, it doesn't resonate with you. Like, drop it. It doesn't, like, I'm not going to be affected by it. I'm just here to tell you, this is what my experience has been. This is how it's helped me. This is how it's helped, you know, the hundreds of plus people that I've worked with over the last couple of years. There's another way. And, you know, to go into that and then to come find that with what you mentioned too about how so many people get locked in to these sets of limitations because of what they're told about their design, about specific parts of it in a very negative way that, if I'm being honest, also tends to come from that same group of people, you know, and I'm not trying to make it about them or us, but we do have to be honest and point out that there are benefits and there are deep, what's the word? It can, we'll just say there's a hindrance to, in general, in this world right now, not asking questions, not expanding your mind, not being willing to accept that reality and your identity and who you are and what this life is. A heck of a lot more than what you thought it was for a really long.
So what comes up for me when you're talking about this, so with human design in general, I have seen this too, probably for a reason, because we're having this conversation right now, that people actually feel disempowered by their human design. Oftentimes, just this talk always about we live in a generator world, right? People always, all the generators feel like they're working machines, and it's not about it. We live in a hustle culture. Generators have to rest, right? We have to slow down. We're here to respond to life. You're not here to force anything. And it's a myth that we have consistent access to creative energy. We really don't. I mean, there's not only one energy center, by the way. I mean, anyways, it's just, and this kind of war between defined and undefined sacral, and like the undefined sacrals need to get away from the defined sacral. That was almost for me like, now I want to cry and I never want to talk about human design again, because that's not what this is about, right? Or I've seen often, oh, only manifestors can initiate any kind of action. I mean, that's the biggest joke of all. It's very disempowering, right? Because there can be people, and I've heard this from people, because, oh, this is harming people because now they are thinking that they are not allowed to take action and they have to wait and they have to get permission from other people to do something, also for the projector, right? That they think it comes from other people until you explain to them, no, this is the universe inviting you into something. And over time, I have found that all the five types overlap so much. And there's a very common thread between all of them. And we can have all elements of all different types. And just like we can have different charts, I really believe we get to live at all the five types in some way. And yes, there are some things that are more relevant to one type and then the other, and you may resonate with more, but it's not like they're completely separate from each other. There's so much overlap. And also, in the beginning, there were no types in human design. So maybe the whole thing with the types didn't serve us, because we wanted to, just like tropical astrology, right? We wanted to simplify it with the seasons, but we didn't allow for the realness of the sky anymore, what was really in the sky, because it was just easier to calculate. So we kind of, same with the signs, we made all 30 degree signs, while in reality, Virgo is huge and other signs are super small. It's not like everything is the same, like nature, right? There's more variety, so to say. Yeah. So it's like, but still, human design is life-changing. It's amazing, but we have to be careful and responsible to use it in an empowering way. Never ever to control people. And I think money greed can also play into that sometimes, where people misuse it because they get a benefit out of it and make a lot of money with that. You know, the only purpose it has for me is to validate what you already know about yourself, so you can just take off on your own and do your thing and trust yourself. And yeah, empower you, but not in any way or form make you feel like, I cannot do this now because I don't have this gate. Now I'm screwed.
Yeah, I think it's so important, and so many people miss that discernment is so incredibly needed.
Gate 13, yep.
13. Discernment is so incredibly needed, and to remember that everything is being filtered through each individual's level of consciousness and each individual's level of emotional awareness and their perspectives and their life experiences, right? And all this kind of stuff. It's instead of taking anything from anybody else and putting it on a pedestal and making it your one truth, which I think is just an overall sickness with our society that we have gotten into, right? Because we want things to be simple. We want the one answer so we feel safe, so we feel secure. But the joke of it is like there is just one answer, but the one answer that everybody's got currently right now is not the one answer. It is not the one truth, right? And there's so much fear around dropping the labels and dropping the need to know, or feeling okay with leaning into the mystery and leaning into the fact that, like, hey, what I have been told might not be true. And maybe none of us know what the fuck is going on. And
Yeah, exactly.
yeah,
We were
and
just all trying to figure it out.
we're just all trying to figure it out. And at the end of the day, like, at any point in time, it doesn't matter who it is, it doesn't matter what it is. If you are taking truth or knowledge that has come from some external source, and just stopping there and taking it on as yourself and going, okay, this is the truth of reality. This is how I'm going to live. And this is what I'm going to hold on to. Like, you're doing yourself a deep disservice and you're stopping yourself from your own evolution, from your own growth, from going into the direction that you're meant to go in life, which is like the whole foundational point of human design, is to help you to see,
Exactly,
understand
right?
your differentiation. And yet, so many in the community don't want people to be differentiated.
Yeah, it's true. I actually, what I just had a aha moment. So first, I agree with you that no matter what system or tool, if it's the Enneagram, if it's human design, if it's gene keys or whatsoever, when we're at a level of victim consciousness, for example, you're gonna see the human design from that level victim consciousness, and you're gonna see it as a limitation. It doesn't matter what your chart looks like, but it can be with any kind of other system that's out there. And I actually believe that human design is here to get us out of that. It has to trigger all these wounds because it's not like these people are wrong. I mean, this is where we are as a collective, right? And only with these polarities also we become aware of that. That we just blindly take something as the truth and we just follow it without even questioning it or even overriding what feels in our body, right? Because then people have oftentimes, well, I feel like I should do this, but now I have this gate and I think I can't. And then I have to remind, like, hold on, what is human design here? It's never ever here to limit you. If you feel like it limits you in any way or form, drop it. And yeah, so it's an awakening tool, right? In that sense, for sure.
Yeah, and it's like people really need to remember, and like this is why I actually really love the gene keys, and I actually utilize the gene keys terminology for the gates a lot more than
Yeah.
I human design. Like I use human design more for like circuitry and centers. But in terms of the gates, which I feel personally is like the most important part of it all, I
Yeah.
use gene keys for that reason because human design, as it was translated and as it lives now, so many people have even said, like Ross said, like this is for the not self. Like he didn't get to the point where he took the information with human design and put it out in the world at that higher level, at that more aligned, awakened level, you know, vibration and frequency. And I
Yeah.
feel like that's what the gene keys does so beautifully and steps in and kind of like, here, I'll take this and you know, here's the solution to it. Because he does give you the three different layers and
Yeah.
levels, and you get to go on a journey and you get to really truly assess where am I at in this? And it helps you to understand the language of life. It helps you to understand the language of transits. It helps you to understand your experience in this physical reality. And for me, I really found that bringing the gene keys into human design, which is also a controversial thing for some in the community. They're like, no, they're two separate things. They're not the
Oh,
same.
well, yeah, no, but
And I'm like, listen, fuck off. Okay. Like, peace and love to you. But no, like, it's another thing where it's this is, first of all, it's all foundational in the I Ching. Human design
I mean, Richard
created
Rutt
the I Ching.
was a human design teacher. It has all grown out of human design.
Yeah. So
Exactly.
that same energy is there. But like, I feel like anybody who has ever felt disempowered by human design hasn't come into the gene keys or seen that. Because when you do take that information in and you apply it, you can still be in a victim mindset if you really want to, but it's a lot freaking harder to do that
Yeah.
through utilizing that information because he gives you the full spectrum. It's like, yes, here's the shadow. Yes, it's shitty and it sucks and it's whatever, but here's the way out. Here's like, this is the seed. Here's really what this is trying to become. And I think it's really important to give people that journey of evolution. And I also, for me, have felt like the gene keys and understand and working with the gene keys was such an important part to being able to work with multiple charts because I've studied the gene keys for so long. I've now programmed, like he talks about, you know, that this is a living language. I've now programmed that knowledge into my mind in such a way that it can read what's happening in my body. And that's how I can actually tell what chart is currently within me based off of the language of the gene keys as I'm experiencing them both internally and externally. And so it allows for more fluidity. It allows for a conversation to be had between you and others, you and the transits, you and life in general, and a language to understand what is going on, what's the purpose to this all, and how do we get out of any place that we may be in a victim mode or mindset and find the salvation of it and really transmute it all to where we're supposed to be.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, also for me, the gene keys and human design are almost one for me. I always, like you, I tend to talk about the gene key when I talk about the gate because it's just so much richer and it's just so beautiful. And plus, we don't have the types also anymore in the gene keys for a reason. And it has been an evolution in a way out of human design. And now we're going back to integrate the two, and now the truth idea. I think it's actually really beautiful, and I feel really honored we're part of all this. So I think it's actually very fun. So do you want to have a quick peek at my charts or charts
Sure. Do you want to look at
since
mine?
you have it? Yeah, I mean you share your screen. I know you have it up on your genetic matrix, right?
Yeah.
You can share.
Which chart do you want me to look at?
Probably the true sidereal.
Since, yeah, we're here talking about that.
Yeah. I have talked like so much about my tropical already.
It's true.
I can tell you one thing that really resonates so much more with me. So I have defined throat in my tropical chart, right? Actually, the money channel, the 2145. And I have always noticed like when I talk, like even right now, the podcast, for example, when I have a master class, I really need rest after it. I feel like I don't have consistent energy to my throat center. But I always said that, oh, it's because my will center needs rest. So that's how I kind of explained it. And even on my podcast, all the time, I say it like, can I reflect this back to you? I'm always reflecting back. And I also can tell you that I have a big wound with like, I don't feel hurt. And even though I say something somewhere, like nobody hears me, you know? So the most healing I have done is definitely on the throat center with that. And yeah, that was one thing. I was like, oh, wow. It felt like a huge relief when I saw that.
Yeah. I'm so curious how has apart from the obvious of the conversation, how has this incarnation cross played out in your life, like specifically with the provocation and the shock?
Yeah, again, I have attracted, right, so many people into my life where they had all these energies in their chart. And then I was like, oh, I actually have it. And I don't have a big problem with that, to be honest. And it's almost like, yeah, that's what I'm here to do. And it has now in hindsight given me much more compassion to like, because I have had sometimes people like, you know, I'm a very kind, super nice person. But I've had situations where people literally like they cannot even be on a call with me, or they get triggered the heck out of something. And I'm like, I don't know what's going on. Like, sorry. No, not sorry, actually, but I don't take it personal, I have to say. And I don't know if it would have been like that if I had seen my chart like this in the beginning, because my other chart doesn't have much provocation at all. I don't have the 39, I don't have the 51, I don't have, I mean, not a, I'm not a 5-1, I'm a 2-4 profile. So I was more like the nice girl kind of in my other chart. And here I'm like, I'm just poking everywhere, you know, but very strongly.
But very like in your own like innocent way. Like I can see with because like, you know, I work with both of them. Like I can see the two line on the other side. Like you're like, I don't know what, like I'm just being me. I'm just kind of like doing my own thing.
Yeah.
Sorry if that's pokey to you. Sorry if that's rubbing you the wrong way. Yeah, I mean, I can definitely see that for sure.
Yeah, and also now my purpose is the 51, which is that awakening, shock, initiating energy. And I think just what we're doing here right now is probably going to be a huge shock for people. But I know it's me being of service because we need to freaking wake up so that we can step into our own authority and have our own discernment, you know? And this was also funny because my conscious son in the tropical is the 13, and it's about that discernment. It helped me so much to like, well, just because everybody has all these opinions, like, but you gotta discern for yourself, and that comes from your heart. What feels true in your heart?
Yeah, and you've got, where do you have the 43? In your Uranus. Yeah, like so what I was talking about earlier, I have 43 as my Pluto and tropical, and that's, I mean, that was definitely the death and rebirth that I experienced. Is it goes back to like that message of like what we were saying of trusting your own inner knowing above anything else. And I think that's, it's such an important thing to talk about and to really relay to people with that whole like taking external knowledge of like there's so much fucking distraction out in this world of different people's opinions, and here's what the truth is, and here's what you should do, and here's what you should follow. Like so much distraction at the end of the day that like we can look at your chart and we can say, okay, we'll do this and follow this, and this is how you're gonna know. But I love that gate 43 because it's just like we can take it down to a very simple thing of if it doesn't ring true in your body as truth, as knowing, if there is not a visceral, like I know it's in the Ajna center, but like I experienced this, like he even talks about that it's like just this, I don't know, this visceral body sensation of knowing that just like runs
Yeah.
throughout your whole body.
It's also the 57, it's also this inner knowing. It just, it's in the same circuitry. Yeah, and that's also for me, like I don't have the scientific proof. I don't have scientific proof for tropical astrology or anything, because somewhere down the line we all made estimates and things. And also now the things with the variables, I don't even look at them because they can change in an instant when something slightly shifts in the chart. And yeah, look at what resonates with you. That's from all of the different variables. And I have found this validation in the gene keys, just like you, because Richard Rudd also, when you contemplate a gene key and you look at the lines, he always says, in order to understand your line, you need to also read all the other lines, because they're all work together, they build up on each other, and it makes so much sense. The gene keys really take everything out of the box and make it this like all-encompassing. And I always like to explain it, it's like this universal truth, these 64 archetypal energies that we have had from the I Ching already, right? And then we had to make it all complicated and complex and the types, and now we're just going back to the original, more open, free flow. Take what resonates. We're human beings. The only constant we have is change, which is also in the 35th gene key, right? It's all written in there. All the truths are written in all of the gene keys.
Yeah, I think that our, you know, our tropical cross with that, the cross of the Sphinx, I think it's a really important one, and I really love it, and I come back to it a lot just in my work because I see it so strongly too. One of the main things and why I've like newly started calling myself like the Soul Compass Calibrator is because like I think that is one of the biggest value adds that working with human design but specifically Gene Keys. And like, I have to go and say specifically Gene Keys because when you learn the Gene Keys, like I was saying, you learn the language of this universe, like, or of this
Yeah.
experience, this matrix, the game, like,
Agree.
get the cheat codes to this game, and you really get to have a dialogue back and forth with your reality and your experience in a way that gives you more information and allows you to understand what's going on. But within the context of, working with these charts, especially once you have that language programmed, like the one of the things that I love so much about that the Sphinx chart is like, I can listen to somebody, hear them talk, and I can hear them saying key words or describing certain gene keys. And then it's like, oh my God, let me go see if they've got this in their chart. And I can go, and it's like, sure as heck, it's there in their chart. And so, like, that's, like I say, like, that's helped played into being able to work with multiple charts. Like, some people come to it and they're like, that's so complicated, though. How do I know which one to use? How do I know which one to this? And it goes back into that. Well, when you understand the language, the archetypes of this reality, then you can understand what's happening. You can listen to yourself. You're listening to your world and to your experience. And then you can pinpoint. You can go, okay, cool. This is the chart I'm looking at right now. Right? Because now I've got, like, it's just the archetypal language of this experience. And I really love the Gene Keys, and I actually tie it into the Gate 11. Because in the Gate 11, he talks about archetypal language and the language of light in that
Yeah.
way, that understanding the Gene Keys gives your right brain a way to translate the chaos that comes in through that side of our awareness, right? When we're talking the language of archetypes, that's really what the Gene Keys are. It's the language of archetypes and of the feminine and of that right brain mind. And we live so much in a left-minded and a left strategic structure. Like, you're talking about
Yeah.
science. Science doesn't even freaking know. Like, science is trying to explain these really complex things that no human mind truly can fully grasp. Right. And this is where it's important to bring, like, the spirituality deeper into this too, where we're not making it so mundane. Because when you bring those higher truths into this, that's when you can really start to fill in the gaps. And that's when you can really start to make this information work for you. And to, like, just finish what I was trying to say of the point was, like, the Soul Compass Calibrator. And I love it because you've got the Gate 2 in here as well, that 14-2 channel, which is all about that. Like, we are so lost. We are so exhausted. We are so distracted and tired and all the things and unhappy because we don't have our compass calibrated to what is correct for us.
Yeah.
Therefore, we don't know what to cut out and what to focus on. We don't have that direction to go. And so many people are just lost.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what exactly I always feel like. It's like pointing in the right direction. Or if you are on a ship on the ocean, and if you just take the time to pause, look at your chart, and you just shift slightly the percentage and degree, you're gonna end up somewhere completely different as if you were like unconsciously trying to push in the wrong direction, right?
Yeah, and think about how insane would it be to just go out into the open ocean and try to find your way someplace. Like, you would be lo you could get lost for a lifetime before you found any land. That's kind of what it's like living here in this world without that compass, without that, okay, where am I actually looking to? And yes, we have all of the chart, but this is where the charts, then when we can see the definition, can come in and can be so valuable of, like, okay, yes, I have it all, but what am I meant to focus on in this lifetime?
Exactly. That's what it is, right? It's for us
What's
to
my job?
have a certain focus on these things, because at the end of the day, we live them all out. But you're here to shine the light with a 21. I'm here to shine the light with a 38 or many other energies, right? So Yeah, it's very beautiful. It's really cool. No, and I'm really like, I find the wisdom that human design gives us, and now with the gene keys along with that, so rich, so beautiful, when we can just let go of this thinking that it's a limitation, right? When we can allow ourselves to just receive the message. Because when you can just trust that the universe will put in front of you whatever is right for you in this very moment, and you just get to feel in your body what feels right, what feels wrong. That's all. And that's really all that human design is teaching us in the grand scheme of things. And then, yeah, you have those specific energies, and they are all beautiful. They're all part of life. They all explain how the universe works. So wonderful. Thank you for this deep, beautiful conversation. It was so much fun because it's you don't find people every day that you can have these kind of conversations with, because sometimes I feel like I'm am I ahead of time here, or like you say, no, you think you're crazy or something like this. But I also find it deeply fascinating because it's so new, it's so evolving, because we're taking something and we're not just taking it and like, okay, it's going to be always the same. We're actually like, okay, how can we now change and shift it so it can be for the greater benefit of everyone, and actually break us out of this conditioned way of thinking and buying into opinions, and the only opinion that matters is yours, you know?
Well, and I think it's important, you know, we've got the gate 17 in tropical right now, and I love what he teaches in the Gene Keys about this, and I think it's so important. And I think this is what, you know, people like us who have gone into this like multiple chart realm is finding, is it's actually breaking us out of the duality. It's breaking us out of the this or that, the right or wrong. Like, it's breaking us out of the binary. And it's allowing us to move into that omniscience, to move into that third view where we really see things for what they are. We don't see them in just this linear perspective. We are no longer going, well, this one's right or this one's right. And when you get to that level of awareness and ability to hold that in your consciousness, you become free of so many struggles, of so many systems of control, of so many things. And it really, like, for me, it's like, you know, it's like I can really take a fucking breath, and I can surrender, and I can be more open, and I don't feel constricted, and now I have this sense of magic that comes alive again to the world and to who I am and to reality. Because yes, I can see myself as a reflector, but I can also see myself as a manifester, as I can also see myself as these other things when I find, you know, however many other charts. And I also just want to say, like, I'm actually incredibly grateful, and I want to say thank you so much for your willingness. And like, I know, you know, you're kind of like the second generation, so to speak, of people, and like you really didn't have to worry about the backlash, but I really appreciate the fact that you've just so, you know, innocently come to the table to share and to talk about this. You know, and really looking at, you know, you and the following that you have in order to be able to really kind of spread this a lot faster. Like somebody like me who's only got 1,000 followers, I'm like, actually, thank God that somebody else, like I was originally triggered because I was like, no, I've been talking about this for so long and I want to be in the
No, I can
conversation.
imagine. Yeah, of course. I mean, yeah.
You know, but like after I got over that for a second, I'm like, gosh, like this is so amazing. And I'm so happy that it's finally coming to the table where so many people are wanting to exploring it and thinking about it and not giving a fuck who comes and says, well, actually, this is not correct, you know, because like it allows people like me who have literally been hiding in the freaking cave for the last 3 years with it to be like, okay, it's safe to come out. It's safe to have these conversations. And it's also time. And I love that you've got the gate too in both of your chart, that gate of divine timing. Like, that's my life's work in tropical. And it's one of the things that I just like live by to the death of, like, honoring the divine timing and trusting that whatever is happening is meant to happen. And I know that this coming online is something that is meant to happen, whether I know why. I mean, like, we can understand, like, it's because we're meant to break out in all these ways, but like super nuanced, detailed why me, why you? Like, I don't know why we were chosen to be
We're
these
just going
carriers,
with the flow.
to be the torch carriers and to be the heretics, but like, I'm so fucking here for it and I'm so excited. And I know that, like, now is the time, and it feels so good because I see the impact that this work and people like us who are willing to break out of the box and who are willing to just come to the table and just say, hey guys, there's another way. There's another path. There's another road. You can take it, you cannot take it. Forge your fucking own. Like, but hey, this isn't the one and only way. And we will be here and we will be the heretics and we will be the way showers for you because it's so needed and necessary at this time.
Yeah, I love it. Thank you. Thank you for your kind words. I didn't mean to trigger anyone, but you're welcome. I think it's good, right? It's just and I would have been triggered myself, I think. Because
Why
and
would
I almost felt like guilty, like, here I come, like you say, all innocent. They have been doing it already for 3 years and all hiding in Facebook groups. And I'm like, what's going on here? So I was like, and then I felt actually also happy, just like you. I was like, well, I hope these girls are gonna come out and speak up more. And so, all coming on the podcast, and I think it's about time.
Well, and like my trigger was just around, like, I've been like waiting for so long. Like, I've felt so passionate about this, and I've seen, like, I've given 200 plus readings at this point with it, and 100% success rate every single time. And so I've just been like screaming inside to want to like get this out, but it's felt like it's needed to be at the right time. And it's needed to be in a safe place. And so people like you coming online, especially on Instagram, in these other communities outside of just the Facebook groups, creating safe spaces for those of us who agree with you to come in, to join forces, to be like, hey, yeah, I think like you, I'm doing this thing too. And like collaborate and to come together and to like work to like continue to build this out, because I just wanted to connect with people on it. And when I've tried to in the past, I've gotten burned at the stake, or I've lost friends for it, or I've been called crazy for it, like all these things. And so someone like you coming online, at first it was like, I want to be a part of the conversation. And then I was like, well,
Awesome.
wait, I can be a part of the conversation. Just fucking ask, Destiny.
Yeah, I'm glad you did. No, ex exactly. Yeah, and it's also that I think what the big mistake was in the beginning, I know we talked about this before we got on a little bit, that when Cosmic Human Design came out, it was presented as now tropical is wrong and only cosmic is right. And that is not, that's exactly being in the shadow to begin with.
Yeah, I
Very
mean, it goes
sad in
back to
some
what
way.
we talked about, like the
Yeah,
whole
exactly.
binary.
And you see this a lot in these communities. And then people fighting over, now I'm telling you this is actually right and this is wrong. And this is not what this conversation is about in any way or form. So that's probably why life was like, okay, this has to be put on a break because it's going in the wrong direction. That's what my logic would be saying. And when we can bring it in the world in the right way, that's when we're ready for it. So awesome. I love it. Destiny, how can people get in touch with you? Let us know. How can they work with you? I know you do all the beautiful readings.
So you can find me on Instagram or on Facebook. I also have a YouTube channel, though there's only really a few videos on there at this point, hoping to add more. But I am Destiny Ray. I am Destiny Ray on Instagram, Destiny Ray on Facebook, same on YouTube. But yeah, I do one-on-one readings, and I'm actually working right now with collaborating with two other tropical reflectors to start to do more group work. because I've loved doing the one-on-one readings, but I really want to do group work and I really want to collaborate with people in any way. So if you're interested in collaborating with me, anybody else, I'm so here for that. If you want to come and just have a conversation in my DMs, you want to schedule a reading, whatever it is, like please come. I'm here for it. I'm here for all the things.
I love it. Wonderful. Thank you so much for being here. And I'm going to ask you one final question. What's one nugget of wisdom you want to leave the listeners with?
Oh, you're putting me on the spot here. I will just kind of go back to what I was saying earlier and what my true sidereal life's work is. I'll just use this because really, truly, what I think it's so important to everything that we've collectively experienced over the last 4 years of it's time to really take authority back over yourself, over your life, your mind, your emotions, all of that. And that really comes through asking questions and breaking out of trying to really, like I said, find that sense of right or wrong and really just stepping into the abyss of like, I don't know what I don't know, and really inviting the universe into bringing you those nuggets of truths and the things that will be there to just light your soul on fire and to direct you in the path that you need to go. This is just
Beautiful.
like I dropped a lot of nugget bombs. I don't know.
Yeah, if you're gonna listen to this later, this was good. I'm telling you, it was very good. I'm glad I asked you. So, thank you so much, Destiny. It was so much fun. Thank you for coming on the podcast. Thank you, listeners. I trust you deeply enjoyed this episode, and I'm very excited, as always, to be with you all on the next one. Thank you for listening to this episode. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, then please subscribe, rate, and leave a review on iTunes. And if you also know someone that you know in your heart could benefit from listening to this podcast, then I invite you to please share and help me reach more conscious leaders so we together can create global impact. I truly appreciate you and see you next time.